This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
It's time to talk some biking here on today's episode of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Brad Brown, coming to you from a very sunny and bright Cape Town in South Africa. Man, what a beaut of a day it has been. I know I've been mentioning it over the last few weeks and months actually on the podcast, but we are in the middle of a really debilitating drought. We are desperate for water, and we've got massive water restrictions, no rain in sight, but beaut of a day, summer's day here in Cape Town, and I guess that's probably the reason why I moved to Cape Town, for days like this. Just got back from a bike ride, so life is good. I can't complain, which is awesome. We're chatting to Tracy Markham today to find out about what she did to get better on her bike over her Ironman career. That's all coming up in a short while. I also just wanted to give a massive thank you to all the emails that I've got over the last couple of days. I mentioned 2 days ago that it's been a while since I took a vacation out of anything, whether the Kona Edge or work-wise, and I was doing the maths. I'm actually embarrassed to tell you this, but the last time I had a vacation, my wife was pregnant with our youngest. Our youngest turns 5 in January, so it's been 5 years since I've had a vacation, and I can't believe it. I definitely feel like I need a break because I'm struggling to string sentences together. It's been a very unproductive week, if I have to be honest. If you've mailed me and I haven't mailed you back and you're expecting one, apologies. My brain is absolutely fried. I will get back to you early in the new week. I promise. I know there's lots of people in my inbox expecting replies. But I mentioned that a couple of days ago that I'm thinking of taking a short break with the podcast here at the Kona Edge. I'm working through with my day job, but I thought of taking a bit of time off, and I've had some amazing responses from listeners around the world to the podcast. So thank you for reaching out and giving me your thoughts. It's what keeps me going and keeps me motivated here at the Kona Edge. I love hearing from people. If you've got any thoughts and you'd like to be in touch, you can pop me a mail. It comes straight into my inbox, brad@thekonaedge.com. That is my email address. And also, don't forget, I mentioned it a while ago, but I've had a bit of pushback with regards to advertising here on the podcast. And unfortunately, we really need to make this thing financially viable. Otherwise, I will be working myself into the ground. And the plan, I'll be upfront with you, in 2018 is to really grow this thing and reach and touch as many triathletes as we possibly can. And my goal in 2018 is to be able to do this full time. By the end of next year, I want to be running and building the Kona Edge on a full-time basis. And in order to do that, I've got to be able to put food on my table and keep a roof over my head. So unfortunately, there is going to be advertising on the podcast. If you'd like to access the commercial-free, there is a commercial-free feed of the podcast. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. It costs you $5 a month, and it helps us keep things going here at the Kona Edge. You get that feed then totally commercial free, and it's all the good stuff, no fluff. So go and check that out. I would really appreciate it. It's literally a cup of coffee and a bit once a month that you can support us by keeping things going here at the Kona Edge. And I would really, really appreciate it if you wouldn't mind considering becoming a patron of the Kona Edge and helping us keep things going and helping me keep doing what I love doing. I mentioned yesterday that we're going to be doing more of those in transition sessions with some great athletes throughout 2018, and if I can do this full time, the more content and the more sort of training I can create for you. So if you're on board, I'm definitely on board, and I'd love your support. Enough of me yakking. Let's head over to the coach's corner, and then let's touch base with Tracy Markham. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands, a Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes, as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to theconaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website. Okay, that's theconaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's theconaedge.com/coaching. Welcome back to the Kona Edge. We head to the Netherlands, to Amsterdam, to touch base with Tracy Markham. Tracy, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
So great to talk to you again, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Tracy, I love the fact that you now live in the Netherlands. You said to us in your first chat you love climbing. There's not too many places to climb in the Netherlands. How do you get that right?
Brad, I live on a pancake. There is nothing going on here. If I want to go ride a hill, I have to go up and down the bridge. It's been a struggle. It has unfortunately meant a lot more hours on the indoor trainer. I have a Tax Neo, and you can set it to some incline, so you just do your climbing there. But also the Netherlands, thankfully, is really small. So it is possible to just pop over to Belgium and go and ride over there, go ride a few hills. It's a lot more planning and effort, but it is doable.
I love that. Pop over to Belgium for a bike ride. It sounds glamorous. The lifestyles of the rich and famous.
I wish it was glamorous. It's a lot of cycling hours, but it is doable.
talk to me about getting better on the bike. You've said that you need to get better. I'm taking it out of the three disciplines, it is your weakest. What are you struggling with? What are you working on? What do you need to improve?
So the biggest struggle I have is absolute power. I'm quite a small person. I'm 52 kilos. So being able to compete with girls who are 55 plus on an absolute power level is tough. And the only way I can compete is just find more power. So getting those extra watts is a focus, riding the big gear, getting stronger to push out more power. That's probably the biggest challenge. But the other thing is that I am a single speed Sally, as Gareth likes to say. So I'm able to hold a power number for a long period of time, but that is it. I can't move much above that. So it's lifting the ceiling a little bit is the next challenge.
I'm amazed. I was sitting here doing the maths. You said your racing weight, 52 kgs?
Yes.
I know there's a lot of people that listen to the podcast that don't know much about my story, but I've lost a hell of a lot of weight. I've lost you, Tracy Markham, since I started triathlon, which is crazy.
That's incredible.
No, it's mad. Let's talk about the numbers. You also said to me that one thing you did when you decided was to do the full and train for Kona was to get really analytical, and what you don't measure, you can't improve, and power was one of those things. I mean, obviously, it's a huge thing, and it does play a big part in your training. Tell me about some of the things that you're working on from a power perspective, and how you're doing it to improve those numbers.
Absolutely. So, as I said, my personal power challenge is not the consistency thing. It's being able to ride to lift your top level power up by a couple of watts. So, the only way you can really do that is by stretching yourself and getting to those higher power numbers. So riding out of your comfort zone far out of your comfort zone for short periods of time. So a set where you're doing 30 second max efforts on repeat. It's exhausting. It sounds easy, actually. When I first saw the set, it was like 30 by 30 seconds as hard as you can go. I thought, oh, that's going to be a fun set. By the 12th one, I was ready to die. So those are one of the sets that I've brought into my training to try and lift the power numbers a little bit.
I take it that's not your favorite set. What is your favorite set or favorite thing to do on the bike?
My favorite set is a single speed Sally set, which is sitting on the bike for, or depending on the week, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour at a single power number, and trying to hold that number slightly over, I guess, what we call an Ironman race pace, if I look at the numbers.
As far as numbers go, I get asked this. I mean, what sort of power number, what's your sort of top, I mean, what would your Ironman power number be? Race pace.
So what would it be, or what is it on the race pace? Those two very different things, as I learned at Kona. I would ideally like to aim to hold 175 to 180 watts power, average power at an Ironman level race.
And talk to me about gear. What are you on? We've got lots of gearheads that listen to the podcast as well. What are you riding? Tell me about your setup.
Can I be completely honest with you, Brad? I have no idea. That's Gareth's department.
I love it. It's a pink bike. That's all that matters.
The fast one.
Exactly.
As I said, I'm very, very lucky to have a very techie husband who is bicycle nuts. And he spends the week before the race typing into my numbers onto Best Bike Split, printing out maps for me when I must ride this what, checking the gear ratio, getting the bike service, putting on the right 25 mils, 23 mils, depending on the road surface. He's a complete analytical junkie. I just get on and ride.
Well, Tracy, I need someone like your husband in my life, because I'm like you. I ride a red bike. That's what it is. So I'm also not too clued up on that side of things. It's been great catching up with you. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for joining us on the Kona Edge today.
Thanks, Brett.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. And that's it for today's show. No iTunes review, unfortunately. I didn't get one today. I'm feeling rejected. Not feeling the love, if I have to be honest. If you haven't left us one yet, please do. Just head over to iTunes. If you pop it on there, I'll read it out for you on Monday's podcast. Before I do go, though, you are running out of time. If you haven't entered our contest to win that entry into an Ironman, it's to the value of $750. The draw is happening at the end of this month. It closes end of December, and we'll be announcing the winner the first week of January. So make sure that you get your name into the draw. It's thekonaedge.com/win. It's as easy as that. WIN. It'll take you straight to the page. You can enter there now. And also by sharing it with your triathlon training mates and your club mates, you can increase your chances of winning. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. Last big push to get you into the draw. If you're not in it, you can't win it. Until Monday, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a superb weekend. I hope you can get some decent training in this weekend as well. I know I definitely am going to be after a week of rubbish, if I have to be honest. Wasn't feeling great at the beginning of the week, but back into the swing of things. So have yourself a superb one. We'll chat again on Monday. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.